If I gave you $100 to wake up 10 minutes earlier tomorrow, would you do it? Probably, right? If I was going to give you $100 to drink, oh God, I need to get a, this will hold me accountable to get a new water bottle. I always have this next to me. But if I gave you something so simple that, if you're not doing this already, then hey, what's up? Whoever that is, Kath, maybe. But yeah. If you're not doing this already for your health, if you have headaches, if you feel lethargic, if you get hungry, like drinking water. Oh, it's Courtney. What's up? Yeah, if you have any of that stuff, like, and you don't drink at least like 2, 3, 4 liters of water a day, like, fuck, like, it's so simple. But the points that I want to make, and I read this in a book yesterday from this guy. I'm doing an event this weekend. Super fucking excited. It's like 12, it's in America, and it's 12:30 a.m. till 7:30 a.m. So I'm super fucking keen to, I think I'm going to get like 3 hours of sleep and then go and then stay up all night fucking learning. But oh my God, that just turned. Anyway, this guy has written a book and he says in it, over time, the amount of energy and effort that your habits take, it lowers, right? So if I ask you, like, let's say you're not drinking any water right now, and I'm like, okay, Courtney, here's $100. I'm gonna give you $100 if you drink 2 liters of water. And then maybe you'll do it, or hopefully you'll do it. Now, the next day, it's probably, you're like, oh, okay, well, it's kind of a bit of a, you know, I know I can do it. I know it's possible. So now, you know, I'm willing to accept $90 and then I'm gonna save the $10 or somewhere, right? And then over time, you've spent this money over time, and it was really expensive at first. It took a lot of energy, but then over time, it got so much easier. And now you're like, well, I'm drinking water, but I don't even need the money. So now you can make your money doing something else, waking up a little bit earlier, doing a bit of personal development, staying at work a little later, you know, asking for a pay rise, something that just gets you just a tiny bit out of your comfort zone. And it's just like, because there's this whole thing or concept about not wanting to burn out or not wanting to be stressed or not wanting to be tired or never getting angry. And they're all of these social constructs that fucking hold us back. And it's that's why when I learnt Mojo Master stuff about the law of balance, and that's what I teach, and that's what, you know, the Kybalion teaches, the Hermetic philosophy, Chinese philosophy. It all talks about the pendulum swinging back and forth. And in order to become more calm, you actually need to push yourself hard enough to get angry. Because calm, if you're super calm, then that the opposite of calm, for me at least, is anger. So if I'm super calm, I want to be calm, I will purposely and intentionally, consciously and unconsciously avoid doing things that make me angry. I will avoid doing things that make me angry. But by doing that, I've taken away the challenge away from myself. So now, next time something random comes up that is going to make me angry, I haven't prepared for it. I haven't, you know, built the skills and the knowledge and had the experience in order to deal with it. So when I get this uncertain event, it's going to make me really angry. It's going to cost a lot of money. If you only have $100, that random event, like of someone's rear-ended me, right? My car's fucked and I'm super angry. Now, if I only have $100 of energy to spend, or 100 units of energy to spend, I'm spending fucking the next week's worth of energy, and I'm spending $700 on that rear ending, right? But imagine if you got, I mean, hopefully this doesn't happen to you, but imagine if you got rear-ended like every single day in your car. Hopefully not in your body. but imagine if that happened. Like, I'm sure after the 100th time, you're like, oh, okay, whatever, you know, someone's rear-ended me, you know, a bit of a, okay, get the detail. You know, like all of the steps to go through in order to, so it's going to, it's, you've saved the $100 and now you can spend the $100 on something else, like drinking the water or whatever it is. So Courtney, I love it. Easy, lol. I'll now do it free. Yeah, the water. I feel like shit if I don't. I know, it's drinking water, even if it's out of a disgusting old water bottle, it's like fucking amazing. I'll put a bit of salt in my water because otherwise I'm just pissing all day. But yeah, you can also do essential oils or a bit of lemon in there. Courtney says, it'd take me a few weeks to feel happy this way though. But 100% so happy I stuck with... Oh, shit, I didn't even know. Wait, has it actually been a habit? Wow, that's fucking crazy. Anyway. What's up, Kate? Good morning, good morning. I'm just here. I'm doing a bit of stuff around wealth linking because obviously I just, if you saw yesterday's video, I sold my car. So big sort of cash flow injection. And the idea of that was to, like, I didn't want to, I felt really incongruent paying the amount for the petrol and the insurance and the, I had to go to the mechanic and needed new tires. And I was like, I don't want to pay $1,000 for new tires. I barely drive it and I could just be riding my bike and I want to spend $100 on fucking books every month. I don't want to spend fucking $100 on insurance. Like what for this sports car that I'm scared to drive because when I actually drive it, the fucking warning light comes on. But anyway, yeah. So I've, because obviously when we make a lot of money, we want to spend it all right away. So I've been doing some wealth linking today. So the first thing that, the first task that I've been doing is what are the benefits of building a business that serves a greater amount of people? And what this does, instead of having the idea of, okay, I need to make a lot of money, I want to have a lot of money, I want to have a lot of things, that kind of sets you up for the wrong idea. You don't want a lot of things. You don't want a lot of money because what is money? Money is just a number in an account or a piece of paper. It doesn't mean anything. Money buys you certainty, safety, relaxation, fun, excitement, all of these things. You don't actually want fucking money. You want the emotions and the feelings that money gives you. So by writing down and thinking about, okay, why would I want to have a business, or let's say you're working for a company, why would you want to serve a greater amount of people? And when you think of it like that, you're going to need to be more adaptable, more aware. You're going to need to communicate a lot more effectively in order to grow and expand your business and create more value in the marketplace. You want to create more value in the economy. So I wrote up this little chart here. Now there's three basic concepts here. So there's, you want to create wealth. So you want to actually give value to others. That's what I'm doing now. I got this kick up the ass like, shit, I got to give some value, right? So you receive value, like you learn something and then, but if you learn something, right, for all those people addicted, I know Kate, both of you guys are addicted to learning, obsessed with it, right? There's, and I really hope this, because this is big, and this made my head shift in the way I saw things. I just see things differently now. If you learn something, if you consume something and then you don't produce something else, or you don't teach it to someone else, or you don't write it down, or you don't give it back to the economy, you don't give it back to someone, then that knowledge dies with you. But if you complete the cycle and you give it back to the economy, you are now going to echo throughout eternity. I was watching Gladiator the other night. That's one of his Russell Crowe's speeches. Your actions today will echo through eternity. And then everyone's like, ah. Anyway, so Yeah, like it's fucked. And because I'm just, you know, bashing my head up against the walls. Like making money's not hard. Money is just value. How do I give value to people? And you just got to take those small, little, itty bitty steps, getting out of your comfort zone, knowing fucking lives, on your knees with your shirt off. So back to this, you want to create and then you want to manage and prioritize your, so this is like time management. It's like, okay, I'm going to give value to others, whether I'm in a workplace or I have my own business. And then I'm going to, well, it's like, okay, well, how do I do that? Right? So figure out how do you give value to others and then manage it and organize it. Create awareness around when exactly you're going to do it. Make commitments. Make commitments in your calendar, your day. I love how you can kind of see my reflection here. Make commitments to it. Put it in your fucking diary and then stick to your word. Keep your word, right? While you're managing it. And make sure the chaos is going to come up, the volatilities are going to come up, but you're going to deal with it, right? Because you got to keep giving value to others. Give value to others, whether it's your intimate partner, your fucking dog, your fucking business, whatever it is. Just give value back to others. Manage it. And then a big piece in here, big massive piece, is actually receiving it. Receiving the value. So you want to not only give value to others, but you want to find ways where you can absorb and suck up and soak up and marinate in as much fucking value as possible. And that's why I'm doing this. Oh, it's so refreshing to be able to do a personal development course again. It's going to be fucking sick. Like I've literally wanted to do a course with this guy, Eli Wild, for like the last 2 years. Woo! But I've stuck to my guns and I've been mojo for the last 2 years. Basically only I don't think I've done fucking anything else except mojo stuff, like spent a shitload of money. And yeah, now it's so exciting. So I get to, but the price point's bigger. I'm like, fuck, it's in US dollars. It's at a weird time. I know they're going to upsell me to like a $50,000 course, but I'm ready for it. I'm going to commit to it, right? So there's different levels. So there's levels of, okay, how can I receive the energy? How can I soak up the energy? How can I grow? I need to grow. If you want to grow more crops, you need more land. Or you need more fertile land. What are you going to do? You can't just keep your farm in a tiny little square and expect to create an exponential amount of value. It's just not possible, is it? So if I keep reading the same book over and over and over, yes, I'm going to absorb a lot. But after you read that book 100 times, 1,000 times, you've really drained it. You want to go out there, you want to experience new things. So instead of a book, let's do a course. And let's not just do any course, let's do the best course in the world. Wow. Oh guys, I'm really hyped. I'm just over here laying on the floor here. Yes, Courtney, never break the promise to yourself. Fucking 100%. I'm just laying on the floor here. I've cleaned up my office a bit. I want to get this fixed. I dropped it a couple of years ago. I want to get it fixed so I can start doing some videos again. Because yeah, I dropped it and I just stopped. Yeah, reorganize this, and I'm feeling super pumped for the end of the year, and it's gonna be fucking scary. It's going to be really scary. Yes, I'm on drugs, Kate. I'm on, I live on another fucking planet. And the last, what are we in? 13, 12 weeks of the year, guys. 13, yeah. 12, yeah, there's fucking 12 weeks left. 12 weeks left of the year. Oh my God. Yes, that's exactly right, Court. I'm fucking high on life. I'm sick. of being silent. I will be silent no more. 2021 is mine. And it's yours too. 2021, let's fucking finish here strong. Let's go, man. Let's kill it this last year, or the last bit of the year. And yeah, like what I'm doing to give you a bit of an insight, maybe some help, is I'm writing out my goals for 2022, so for next year. And then I'm asking myself the question, what do I need to do in the next 10, 12 weeks in order to set myself up for maximum success next year? So I have two big goals, and grow my business, my brand, my community, my coaching abilities, my messaging, my brand, all that. And then the second goal is to read 100 books. So yeah, like it's like this is fuck this like gets me. This is why it's like I'm on drugs, Kate, cuz I'm so fucking keen to spend $7,000 on books next year. That's what I'm going for. I have all my books here. I'm going to spend 100%. There's no way. I've been staring at that fucking sheet for the last 2 months, and there's no way I'm not reading all of them. Oh, my mum's watching. Hey, mum. There is no way I'm not reading all of those 100 books next year. I remember I was telling mum, aren't you at work, bro? But I remember I was telling my mum, what's up? That I'm going to be reading like fucking 16 hours a day or something. He's like, oh, how are you going to do that, Mitchell? Wow, that's incredible. But yeah, $7,000 worth of books. And that's just the books, guys. Imagine the courses and the, I'm just getting into the stock market. Like fucking shit's going crazy. And yes, I am high. Yes, I am going to crash. Yes, I am going to go, there's going to be a come down to this. But I realized, you know what, one of my clients fucking got a couple businesses super successful in this space, e-commerce, and she likes the party and all this stuff, and I love her vibes. And she just said to me once, oh, just ride the wave. You just got to ride the wave. Because I was like, oh, I don't want to get too excited. And she's like, just ride the wave. So I'm riding the wave. And I hope I can fucking give you some of my energy. I love how I started this, and I wanted to do like a 2 minute quick video. The silver method. I don't know. What's that? But there's the little tips. And just remember, life isn't that serious. You just got to fucking go out and get it. Any questions, comments, feedback, things you want to talk about, things you want me to kind of share. It's a new me. It's a new world. You see, a long exhale there because I'm just relieved that I can be myself now. I know everyone in this group here, we're just fucking cool people. So don't be afraid to engage. Awesome to see Courtney and Kate. I will talk to you guys soon. And yeah, if you're watching the replay, hashtag replay. If you want some of this energy, come and fucking get it. 10 weeks, 12 weeks left of 2021. Let's fucking go. See you later.